The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 10 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Elder Ennis.
Hi, Elder Ennis.
And aside being a missionary in this great work, I am a grateful son of God who has struggled most of my life with the addiction of pornography, currently working on step 12 in my life with the Lord. And I just need to add my testimony to the power of step 10. Once again, we come around and with each one of these steps, there's always previous steps that you have to interject, and because it reminds you of, honestly, step one. This is step 10 is once again a reminder to remain humble. Obtaining a remission of your sins is one thing. Obtaining a remission of your sins is one thing. But maintaining a remission of your sins is a completely another thing. And step 10, I found that in my life, continuing to take that personal inventory, going through the steps, one time, you know, you're going to learn a lot about yourself. It took a lifetime for me to get into my addiction. I hope it doesn't take the rest of my life to finally be completed and out of my addiction. But having said that, the need for humility and faith and looking forward is crucial in maintaining sobriety and moving forward, continuing to take that personal inventory, because throughout my addiction, there was just so many times where I had to be right. This step hits at the foundation of pride and topples the spirit of entitlement. It attacks the base of the spirit of entitlement. Always having to be right. Everybody else is wrong. Everybody else is the problem. That needs to be crumbled up and thrown out the door. I can remember till this day, there was one night we were in the washroom, my wife and I, and just some dumb, trivial little thing came up, and I had to be right. And this was shortly after I'd come clean. I'd come to her, and I'd talked to her about everything that I had done. I had talked to my bishop, and we were moving forward, and we were making baby steps forward. And that night, I can still remember her face as she sat there by the dryer, and because I had a spirit of entitlement, Even though we were taking baby steps forward, it was immediately a dozen steps backwards. And I found myself right back to where I needed to stick myself in my back pocket, hang myself on the wall, whatever term you want to use. But this daily accountability and that continuing to take personal inventory, it's a process. There's some personal refinement that takes place. And just because you make it this far in the program, it doesn't mean that everything's done. There is, you know, like your personal inventory, it's a living document. There's things that you are going to constantly remember. And they're just like Robert shared, sorry about the crosstalk, but, you know, this past week he discovered additional people that he needed to make amends with. This step gives you an opportunity, gave me the opportunity to continue to take that personal inventory and experience the refinement that the Holy Ghost brings. You know, as we give ourselves and we place ourselves under the influence of the Spirit, His job is to teach us the truths and to bring us to Christ. Christ, He being the second comforter, is the one who takes us from there and eventually takes us and shows us the Father. But the Holy Spirit bringing us to our Savior, as we continue to refine our souls, there's that daily accountability that needs to take place, because it's not all over and done with. Just like it says in 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 19, "Now behold, my beloved brethren, after you've gotten in this straight gate and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. Behold, I say unto you, nay." Continues on, he says in verse 20, "Wherefore you must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore press forward, feasting upon the words of Christ, and endure to the end. And behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life." In Mosiah chapter 4, verse 20, it says, "Now for the sake of these things which I have spoken unto you, that is, for the sake of retaining a remission of your sins from day to day, that ye may walk guiltless before God," the counsel that he gives, he says, "I would that ye should impart of your substance to the poor, every man according to that which he hath, such as feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, and the administering to their relief, both spiritually and temporally, according to their wants. And see that all these things are done in wisdom and order, for it is not requisite that a man should run faster than he has strength. And again, it is expedient that ye should be diligent, that thereby ye might win the prize. Therefore, all things must be done in order." As we take step 10, and from day to day to obtain and maintain that remission of our sins, we need to look unto the Lord, and we need to serve one another and remain and have a spirit of humility. And finally, I want to finish with this in section 93 of the Doctrine and Covenants, verse 1. It says, "Verily, thus saith the Lord, it shall come to pass that every soul who forsaketh his sins and cometh unto me and calleth on my name and obeyeth my voice and keepeth my commandments shall see my face and know that I am." It's all about refinement. Step 10 is all about continuing to look within and repenting and humbling ourselves and continuing to look to God, look to Christ, to be refined in Him and have Him take hold of our reins and guide our lives down the path and keep a remission of our sins. I humbly want to testify of our Savior and His love. I testify that He knows where we're at. He knows what we're doing. We are not lost to Him. His love is boundless. His love is eternal, and it's infinite, just like His atonement. So I testify of Him, His power to redeem, His power to give us a remission of our sins. And I say that humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Elder.
The full episode for Step 10 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.